Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny.
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I don't know. This week, man.
What's up? Talk to us.
I don't know. Yesterday's episode with Margaret was so much fun. Yeah. I feel like I'm like coming down from that. This has been just like I feel like last week was such a massive, like the Jen Shah thing was just like such a huge like event. And this week it just feels like, I feel like I need a little bit of a nap.
This week, no one got arrested, so like it's boring.
No,
you know?
No one got indicted on federal charges. You know, we hate to see it, but I mean, we still have gotten some exciting news this week. Of course, I don't think we talked about the report that Sutton is going to be full time for season 11 of Beverly Hills. That's like, exciting to me.
Thank goodness.
Right. Well, I think we're probably getting the trailer next week. That seems to be the consensus. So we'll talk more about that then. The other big news we have to talk about, Dallas filmed their reunion yesterday, mm-hmm. and things did not go according to plan. They were in New York to film, and reportedly, though it's true, Carrie Brittingham tested positive for COVID after flying to New York, and then Brandy was sitting next to her on the plane, so she was like also, whether or not she has it, she like
right.
had to isolate. So at the very last minute, they had to figure out how to have Brandy and Carrie do the reunion virtually from their hotel while the rest of the women were in person. And it's like, oh God.
That is awful. But I have a question that I always wonder for reunions when the women travel. I know yes. like Andy lives in New York and he has his son and like kids, he works, but like, wouldn't it be easier for him to fly one place than have the entire cast fly somewhere else?
I don't think it's about Andy. I think it's about production. Like none of the product, like the crew of Dallas doesn't live in Dallas. Like when you're on. So I think it's the kind of thing where for a show like this, the only people that live in Dallas are like the 6 women in the
right.
cast. Where, so like, that's why they don't do the reunions anywhere but New York or LA. Cause that's where they actually have like production.
Yeah. And today they filmed right now, actually, the Summer House reunion. And that's just funny because those are both the shows we're talking about today. So it's like they're in the future and we're still discussing.
They understood our, you know, timing. Our scheduling, mm-hmm. our timing, and they really wanted to make it work with us. we were on the phone several times with all the production crews, just making sure that it lined up. So thank you, Andy, and everyone for just
yes,
doing us a
guys.
Favor.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Okay, let's get into Summer House. There was a lot of couple dynamics last night, and
I was laughing. Like the episode was actually called Couples Retreat. Like it was. Yeah, it was called Couples Retreat. Like it was very couple fueled, and we see like what each of them are going through and doing, and it was like an episode of. I don't know. What are those, all those like shows that are on like Big Brother? I don't know. Big, like whatever.
It was
Temptation Island. Like, I don't know.
At one point, I was like, wait, is Paige the only one who's not, like, in the house with her significant other? And I'm like, wait, no, there's Luke and there's Sierra and there's Carl. I'm like, never mind. It just feels like it because Paige is so miserable and Perry is, like, not just... You can tell they're just not on the same plane.
This was the episode. This was the episode that I could tell that I like got it. But we'll get to Paige because we have a lot of couples to move through. So the first, we leave off with, oh Lord, this Stravi surprise visit. And I was laughing because we didn't see until Lindsay asked him, because he didn't know they were going to be at dinner, how long he was standing there for.
Oh, God.
And he didn't know they weren't in the house. So he was cute, but then they sat down. Like, this is where Lindsay's maturity really shines, because she was had a conversation with him and he was like, I want to like get back together. And she was like, dude, what? Like, you lit a bunch of votive candles. Like, we're not like dating again. You need to prove to me. And he was, and like, really let down.
Right. I don't think there was nothing to me about what she was saying that was at all rude or dismissive. No. It was like she was being an adult in that moment and being like, I don't hate you. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited to see you. But like, that doesn't just make all of the other stuff disappear. I have to shout out Brandi Glanville, also a Summer House viewer. she tweeted last night, hey, Summer House Lindsay girl, those flowers are from the grocery store. He stopped on the way. He really didn't plan that much. Prayer hands emoji. When I saw that, I was like, Brandi!
Okay, but honestly, a lot of people, like Chrissy Teigen posted last week, like she watches Summer House too, because I think it's just underrated how fucking funny Kyle is, and it's not on purpose. Like, I feel like he's very funny.
This is not like an original thought. Other people have definitely said it, but I feel like Summer House has kind of become the new Vanderpump Rules. Like,
I don't want to say.
Well, first of all, Vanderpump Rules hasn't been on in a year, but also Vanderpump Rules used to be so kind of like hot and messy, and it's definitely just changed whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And I think Summer House still kind of has that energy of like, you know, hot people being sloppy.
Yeah. I mean, the awkward part for me at that conversation was when they didn't know whether or not to kiss, and like, the answer was no, because they're in a weird spot. You can so tell it's very uncomfortable. Like, they weren't in a fight. They broke up. Like, Lindsay broke up with him. So I could imagine how uncomfortable that was if she like truly didn't want him there. You know, I think she liked the gesture that he did, but I think she like needed some time to be like, wait, like, I don't want you back.
To be honest, I have not been team Steven this whole season. Mm-hmm. And I feel like him showing up unannounced, I get like it's a nice gesture, but I also feel like it's a little bit manipulative, that it's like, okay, like we don't know exactly what page they've been on, like how much they've been talking, et cetera. We know he's been sending flowers, but when he shows up there and he's like, I Ubered, it took me 3 hours to get here, Lindsay doesn't have that much of a choice, because she's either going to tell him to leave and look like, you know, a mythic bitch, or she's going to be like, yeah, you can sleep in my bed. And then of course, I mean, like we see them having sex, like she obviously doesn't like kick him out, but I do feel like that kind of puts you in a tough position, because it's like, I don't hate your guts, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I am like, like happy that you're now like staying here again.
Totally. And funny that you say that, because I just have to mention, listen, as much as I love having sex and like it's a normal thing, can we stop with like I don't need to hear everyone in the house having sex continuously. It's like the orgasm. I don't need to hear you. Like it's a lot. It's a lot, I have to say. I
need production to start cutting Hannah and Dez's microphones sometimes.
It's like, a lot.
It's a little much.
It's honestly all they show. If I was Lindsay, I'd be pissed. Like, I get it. You're on a reality show. Like, it happens. But like, they show her having sex every time she's having sex. And like,
right. And like, we just get because it. Just because they're under a cover doesn't mean that it's like not a private moment.
We see the thrusting. Like, it's a.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about sex, so this is a really illuminating discussion.
Well, you know, Summer House is the place to learn.
Okay, so speaking of Hannah and Des, he shows up to the house. It's interesting. All of a sudden, they clearly had some coordination that, like, this was the weekend that people were going to come. Because, like, within, you know, 24 hours of each other, Stravi, Des, and Robert all come to the house. And I feel like that had to be, like, coordinated just because of quarantine stuff. I don't know.
They also probably needed, like, some spice in the house. Like, they were like, all right, it's time. We need to bring in some stuff.
The men.
Send in the dancing lobsters.
Luke apologized to everyone. We need to kick it up a notch.
That's so true.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
So Des shows up. I feel like, you know, for the most part, everyone has like a good first impression of him except Luke. Luke is immediately kind of like, I don't know about that, you know. But I think with him, I think it's more just because he has this like history and like baggage with Hannah. And I don't know, kind of, I feel like I would be awkward in that situation too.
Yeah. I mean, Luke was a very nice guy in the situation, said hello, whatever. But of course he's going to have like his guard up because the time, until he finds out the timing of this, which he finds out a few hours later, like it is weird. It's a weird situation, especially since Hannah and Des were acting like they've been dating for like 3 years. And I think this is I don't know the timing.
clearly we don't have like calendar dates on this, but to me that's kind of the thing, is like this whole season it's been like, oh okay, they're talking, whatever. Like when they mark his name on the screen, it still says Hannah's friend, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're like all over each other, like acting like, you know, it's just the kind of thing where I feel like we're getting mixed signals because like what we're being told and what we're being shown are two different things, that it's like, oh, they're like very much like wifed up in this moment.
Yeah. And well, because I guess quarantine did it, you know, they're having the 3 hour conversations at night. They're the only ones they were talking to. So it was kind of got like hot and heavy there. And then when they finally like, saw each other for the first time, it's like absence makes the heart grow fonder. But it was funny because they were going over the ages last night. He's 44. That's fine. Age is just a number. Who cares? But the funny part about it is Kyle, which I was dying laughing, was like, he is an older version of me, which they do look kind of similar. Like it's hilarious. He's just like the taller version. Carl is 36, Luke's 37, Kyle's 38, Des is 44. He's not that much older than them at all.
It's hilarious for Kyle to act like this man could be his father. Like,
yes.
Like, I would say he looks older than him, and he is older than him.
Yeah.
But, like, an older brother, not a dad.
Yeah, like, he's in the same, like, age bracket, maybe, I would say. I want to hear
your thoughts. So while the rest of the house, besides Danielle, who is waiting for her mans to get there, they go on this boat day. Hannah and Des stay behind to basically just have like a fuck tour of the house. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts about them getting it on in Kyle and Amanda's bathroom?
I thought it was extremely disrespectful and borderline disgusting behavior, because when they show that Amanda is talking highly about him and how he's treating her, they come as a package. The issues that Kyle and Hannah have, you're now bringing, you have brought Amanda into it. Amanda's still your friend. So that was just, she did it to be disrespectful to Kyle, but that's just like crossing a line, and it wasn't funny. I got really serious. It's true.
I agree. And I think it's one of those things where that's something where it would maybe be funny if it was like your friend's bathroom. But like, even then I'm kind of like, just don't, like, that's my space, like, whatever. But when it's somebody that you actually have issues with, it's like, it's just so unnecessary. Like,
right. And the thing is, I'm all for fun and games. I think everything is fun and games, like, whatever. So I guess they could look at it as that was funny, but they weren't looking at it to be funny. They were actually like, because like Dez, when he said like, should I jerk off on Kyle's bed? Which that was just like that. Why, you're older. Why do you have to say that? That's like, really? And now think about Kyle and Amanda watching this. You think that they're ever going to like look at you the same because of how you think about them?
And you could tell when Paige and Sierra found out at the end of the episode, they were kind of like, haha, oh my God, like, I can't believe you did that. But you could tell that they were like, I don't know.
Yeah, they also had sex so many times in like a short amount of time. I was like, oh my God, I'd be like, stop, like, give me a minute, Jesus. Yeah, this is a very sex-filled episode of us.
Their conversation where they kind of like defined the relationship was interesting to me, because I'm like, okay, this is a 44-year-old man, like, I feel like, I don't know how mature he is. I hope that goes well, but.
Well, he asked her to be his girlfriend, like, officially. So they're dating. They're now engaged. So it, like, seems like they're doing really well.
I will say, like, it's crazy watching this episode knowing that it's, like, 6 months later and they're engaged. Like, that feels so fast, but I don't, yeah. I mean, whatever.
Okay, so now let's take a little spin and we'll move on to Danielle and Robert, who are like the cutest little things, which I think they're honestly nice still dating. Normal. I think they're together right now.
Yes.
They're so cute, having a little pool day with their little rosé. It's like they're at a spa, they're pretending they're at a winery. Like, it's adorable.
So proud of Danielle for taking some time off work to actually enjoy herself. Mm-hmm. I want the world for them. And it's funny, like,
that was when, so nice.
It's funny, like, when it's them two and Hannah and Dez at the house, and the energy in those two couples is just so different that it's
they also like didn't speak the entire time. I was a little confused at first. Like,
waving at them from the window.
Right, they're like, oh, Hannah and Dez are here. At first, you know, it's funny, you mentioned earlier Robert. I guess I didn't realize when Robert got there, because I was like, why didn't Danielle and Robert go on the boat? But I guess they left before he got there. That's why I was like, huh.
Right. Okay, let's talk about Paige and Perry, because we get kind of like more, I feel like Paige hasn't talked about Perry that much this season. We've gotten a little bit here and there, but
she talks a lot of shit this whole season.
It really just seems like they have been having the same issue now for like a year. And it's like, okay, so
yeah,
where do we go from here?
Last night, I was always rooting. Like, when they broke up, me and my friends were even like, oh my God, Paige and Perry broke up. Like, they're very, and I guess this is the type of like shallow thing. They looked like a really cute couple, you know? Mm-hmm. But I guess like she said they live very different lives. He found and I don't think he was mean or malicious at all. I think they were just on different pages and like he didn't understand what was wrong about him not coming. But at the same time, like, Paige didn't really like ask him. She was just like, I wish you were here too. Like, but she could have been like, hey, can you come on this day? And again, I don't know if that did happen. We just didn't see it. But their conversations are like kind of bland at this point. They're not, she gets like annoyed whenever they're on the phone. So it's, and then we look at the other up and coming couples and it's just like, I feel like she's seeing that that's what she wants. Right. Also, Carl spilled a little bit on Watch Happens Live. I don't know if he was supposed to, but he did say that Paige is a boyfriend right now. It was like very muted. Like it was like, I heard it.
I feel like it's like common knowledge that she's like dating someone. Like, I feel like there's been enough like social media clues and stuff, whatever. They're filming their reunion today. Very excited. They're finally getting like a legit reunion that's not just a Watch What Happens Live episode, which they deserve at this point.
And I also think that this is going to be a good one because I think we're at the point where a lot of them maybe like aren't friends. And I think it's going to be a great reunion. And I hope there's some yelling.
We know that Hannah and Kyle and Amanda haven't really been on good terms recently because Hannah said when she got engaged that she didn't hear from them. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, half of the cast has gone to film Winter House since in the last couple months. And we don't know kind of what the dynamic is there. It's going to be interesting for sure.
I also want to shout out Amanda and Kyle, but she's like fostering these she like had a dog that like gave birth to like all these puppies, and her stories are, I cried at one of them. I'm embarrassed to say. Oh my God, you have to. They're like little 1 pound puppies. Like she's like literally has them in like a crate in their apartment, but she fostered a dog before this. And when she found it, its forever home, I was like bawling because it was really sad.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Okay, let's talk about Real Housewives of Dallas. This episode, it didn't hit for me.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on their trip to Oklahoma. They drive the RV. They really
Would you call that driving?
they hurtled their RV down the highway.
Oh, Lord.
So actually, we start the episode. We're still at Stephanie's house, where you know Deandra has been attacked by the whole cast minus Tiffany. And to Deandra's credit, I think she does a really good job at just kind of being like, okay, fine. This isn't like worth having some big argument over. She says the interview was a mistake and Brandy agrees to move on. This is one of those things where it frustrates me on Housewives when the person who's right ends up apologizing just to make the situation better. And it's like, I understand why you do it in the moment, but it's like, you didn't do anything wrong, but whatever, keep the peace. Everybody go on the trip. I get it.
I think like we've praised Deandra enough this season. Like I agree. She was like, let's move on. I'm over it. And it's funny because we can judge who we like who does that. And I think that was a good move for Deandra to do. But if like someone else did that, we'd be like, are you serious? Own your stuff. Like, why are you just moving on? But this, what?
Is this a cabin? What do you think about this house? It's like a house. I don't think this is a cabin.
Again, they didn't show a lot of it. Like, so I can't get a full grasp on.
I don't know if it's really like much to see.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what?
I mean, I don't know. They're sharing rooms.
Yeah, and they did in the house in Lake Austin, too. But we meet Charles, who I adore. I think Charles is a really nice man, and he was, like, taking them on a Bigfoot hunt, which I'm not...
It was unclear if they were actually supposed to be looking for Bigfoot or if he was just going to, like,
they would have been tell looking them about... for a while.
I love that this man literally looks like Santa Claus in hunting gear, and Cameron calls him fabulous eye candy, which I'm like, okay. This man is fabulous eye candy. Tiffany falls asleep during his story about Bigfoot, which I love Tiffany's, I feel like she could sleep through anything.
You know, though, it's funny because as much as like Cameron says she's went to outdoor camp and Stephanie like loves, like, she's like, claims right. she's a redneck. They don't seem very good at like these excursions that they all do.
Yeah. Yeah. I
think Cameron has fully transitioned into no more outdoorsy and like right. Barbie.
Like, I mean, I was in Boy Scouts when I was a kid. I went camping, but I haven't done that in like 10 years. So I'm not going to pretend that I'm like.
Dylan, if you went out, it would come right back to you. You would know exactly how to tie a knot.
I'm sure. Yeah. I could still, I could tie a, what's it called? Like a square knot. I can tie a square knot.
I don't know.
Okay. So then this episode really takes a turn to the left when Charles, the Bigfoot expert, is telling the story that includes him like hunting turkeys.
Yeah.
And then Carrie.
Oh my
God. Has an issue with that. And she decides that she doesn't like that he's killing turkeys and that it's not right or something. And it was just, I don't understand. Yeah.
On the level of disrespect, this is a lot more disrespectful than what Hannah and Dez did. I thought I was in shock because I'm always in shock when Carrie says something, but it was true. Like, this man, it is his job. It is what he does. It is how he eats. And not to mention, it's how the world works. It is truly how the world works. So like, you are not even a vegetarian. So like,
they just made hot dogs on wire hangers for dinner.
How do you think, and we're not talking to like a 7-year-old where it's like, sweetie, how do you think the bird got there? Like, no, you know how the turkey gets there. And so, Stephanie was so embarrassed. I had secondhand embarrassment. Like, I could not even believe. And granted, she was drinking, like there was alcohol involved, so it was going a little deeper, but she was hurting his feelings so bad that I was very upset watching that.
It was one of those things where like, I feel like it would be one thing if it's like, oh, she was drinking, she like made a couple comments that weren't, you know, kind of the best, but it went on for so long.
Yeah.
And it was like, she was like berating him, like harassing him about this thing. And it was so bizarre. And then the next morning,
wait, they but also the machete. Oh, like, she had a machete in her hand.
Carrie is so strange. The next morning, they basically call her out and are like, you should apologize. And she's like, sorry. And they're like, wait, what? No, like, actually.
Yeah, and Stephanie made a good point because she said Carrie was laughing, like you said. And Stephanie said she's never one to say anything. So the fact that she did and was upset and Carrie was like, brushing her off, she was like offended by that. But you know what, when they did have their little side conversation and Carrie got upset, I do think those were genuine tears, because I think that, again, Carrie didn't realize what she was doing. And so when she apologized to Stephanie, I think she was upset that she made Stephanie that upset and that she didn't realize. So
yeah,
I thought it was genuine.
It was just like a bizarre situation all around. Like, I still don't understand kind of where that came from. But it's also funny, like the next day she goes fishing with. And I did like that we saw Tiffany having her multiple umbrella hats of varying sizes, and she actually has a nice moment on the fishing day where she says that she finally feels like she's in the sorority and she can really, you know, feel comfortable around these women, which we love to see. I wish it hadn't taken so long. But yeah, that was a nice moment, but ironic to me that Carrie was like, I'll go on the fishing trip.
And the other excursion, we love these split excursions whenever all the housewives go on trips. So this one was fishing in a winery, which I was very very confused, but I was like, that's when you know the alcohol really was taking, taking over her brain, because when that fight was happening, because I was like, she knows what fishing is, right? Like, even if you're throwing them back, you're still like harming the animals, but it's fine, whatever. But I don't know. I would have chosen the wine trip for sure. Although,
oh, I mean, for sure.
I mean,
they're like sitting in the river drinking cans of beer, which is just like not my vibe.
I mean, it was cute. They're cute.
Okay. But I feel like now it's time for the grab the skinny pop moment of the day. We know endless entertainment calls for endless popcorn. And luckily, every kernel of skinny pop is so light, crunchy, and delicious that we can eat it by the handful or even the bagful. So, Barry, it's time. What's your skinny pop moment of the day?
My skinny pop moment of the day is when they got back in Summer House from their boat trip and they had these music video vibes. And honey, I was like, go girls, go men. I love that. They were on the, they were showing each of them like from different angles. They were like grinding on the roof of the Jeep. Like it was so hot. I was like, oh my God, can we put this into production? I love
everybody,
this.
Yeah, everybody looked great.
And then Paige was drunk. I love when Paige is drunk. And she was like, she go in the kitchen.
Okay, my grab the skinny pop moment of the day is on Real Housewives of Dallas. This was not my favorite episode ever, but I did find the moment where Deandra brought up Carrie's comments about her eggs very hilarious and like such a housewives, like, I was really hurt when you were laughing about my eggs. And mind you, this is like scrambled eggs on a plate that she made. She's like, you didn't even taste them.
Yeah, it was, the housewives have a talent where they can take anything and turn it into like a sweet conversation, a fight, or, you know, just anything so, with substance.
So. You know, don't you dare disrespect Deandra and her, you know, eggs that she really worked hard on in the kitchen. I just love like, I love like a fight about nothing. But anyway, that is today's grab the skinny pop moment. You can grab skinny pop yourself at retailers nationwide or go to the shop now page on skinnypop.com. This was such a great week, such a fun episode. Go check out our interview with Margaret from yesterday if you haven't yet. Don't forget to subscribe to the Mention It All newsletter at betches.co/bravo newsletter. Rate, review, subscribe to this podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. So many places we're just, we're doing it all. And until then, just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Betches.